What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
The middle of it.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. You heard her voice earlier, right? Yeah, something happens to her whenever we start this show. It has happened again. It has happened again. Mm-hmm. She could be sane. She could be connected. She could be completely normal. But when it gets to this time, we need to turn it up. We're not going to die for Nigeria problem. We're not going to die for the world's problem.
If I burst down my business.
Yes. I will not be broke.
Now your career, I go carry girl.
Wow. You can drive Korokwe now. All right, it's 30 minutes past 10. Welcome to the show this lovely morning, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 noon every single day. We do this 2 hours of, take a deep breath. Make some noise, yeah?
For an enjoyment.
That's what we do. And we talk about things that matter and some things that actually don't matter, but we mix it up and it's so much fun. And we call it, What's Up, Lagos? My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, Stretch Cool on Twitter, Stretch Original on Instagram, and she is Mimi Mbeyo. Oh, I love the way I call your name.
God do.
Mary Okun is here. What? I can't call your name that last.
Say Mimi. What did they do you?
Mimi. Hey, yo.
My name is Mary Ann Okun. From now till 12 o'clock, as Stretch said, we are the official noisemakers of the station.
That's how it is. That's how we roll.
I've been paid to do so. Anybody else that tries to be us, you're on your own.
Yes.
Anyway. But today, as usual, we start off the show with our sounding off on very pressing issues. Mm-hmm. Sometimes issues that may be swept under the carpet. We bring it back out.
Bring it out.
We use a dustpan to sweep it out.
Yes.
And then we present it just as it is.
Yes. So, don't call a dog a monkey.
And don't give a dog a bad name. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Sound Off. All right, just what's up, Lagos? Check your time is 10:15, and we've got some minutes to do this before we take our first break, before we change gears. This is Sound Off, where we talk about things that you would like to talk about. You probably have heard and probably ranted in your bedroom, your office, your car, but someone's bringing it to the radio. And maybe someone out there will listen and make that change. And we don't take comments on this. We don't take WhatsApp messages or calls on this. We just let you hear the sound off. And today, what are we talking about? We are talking about our girls. Yes. After crashing out of the ongoing FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup in Costa Rica, the Nigeria Under-20 Women National Team, the Falconets, are stranded in Istanbul, Turkey. Well, according to Fillers, this is according to one newspaper we got to read. We'll tell you the name soon. But according to Fillers, the two-time FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup finalists left Costa Rica on Monday at 6:30 a.m. and were pictured. You could see it. You just Google, check it out on Instagram, on Twitter, and all. Were pictured sleeping on the bare floor and chairs at the Istanbul airport after staying at the spot for 24 hours. Well, according to sources with the team, the situation got worse as they have no transit visa to enable them secure accommodation. In other words, you can't get into Turkey because you have no visa to be there. You just have to connect your flight and leave.
Yeah.
But they've been there for 24 hours and they are sleeping on chairs and floors. These are the girls that came out. I mean, they beat the first three, the preliminary stages, got all 9 points. They beat teams that the world thought nobody would be able to beat. But they were knocked out by Netherlands by losing 2 goals to nothing. And after that, it was done. And reports reaching us added that they didn't even have enough kits. These girls were washing after one match. Instead of you to just prepare or rest for the next, they start washing their clothes, their jersey to play the next one they washed. And now they're stranded at the airport with our green, white, green.
Why do we want national teams if we're not going to be nationalistic in the way we treat them? Why do we want Super Eagles, Super Falcons, or Super Falconets? Why do we want Green Eagles? Why do we want a sports team? Why do we even make a case? Why do we have a sports ministry and ministers that run those ministries if we're not going to be responsible for these players? And then it's very funny. It's ridiculous when I hear like our heads of states or our ministers say, or even, I mean, just like the news I read today saying that they will replace the doctors that have gone. With who?
Native doctors, no.
Because you're not even treating these guys nicely. Same thing goes for our sportsmen and women. I mean, look at a game as beautiful as tennis, badminton, great games. If it's not private people that are sponsoring these people, some of them have to travel abroad and try to play for other countries. That way they gain some form of, notoriety. And then we will be quick to claim them, like the likes of Anthony Joshua. We are very quick to claim them. If Anthony Joshua was here, would you not be driving a Korope?
Yeah, or maybe a bigger bus. Yeah, he's huge.
Good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we have a sports ministry.
Yeah.
It's shameful that these people are flying our colors, green, white, green, but that you let these women, these young girls who want to make Nigeria proud, to sleep on the floors at the airport in Istanbul. Yes. No shame. Yeah. No humanity.
So even if you bought the ticket for them and you didn't intend for them to stay over in Turkey, there is an embassy. There is an Nigerian representation.
Why does he have to come to this embarrassing?
This is for the lowest of the low. I don't know whenever I've ever had to. I'm not a rich Nigerian, but I go to the. I don't know whenever I've had to sleep on the floor because I went to do something for someone. Now let me just tell you this. And the girls were getting $50, paid $50 on a daily match allowances and no bonuses. They borrowed money to buy their Nike sneakers when they were playing. The Falconers won all the three Group C matches to earn maximum 9 points, but their superb performance was put to a halt at the quarterfinals when Netherlands beat them. So maybe that's when they fell out of favor. I don't know. So you let them come to the airport.
What does that even mean?
Let's even assume that you didn't know that it was going to be a connecting flight.
What?
That happened in 30 minutes, but it didn't happen. Now they're there for 24 hours. Couldn't you find a solution?
Stretch.
I'm sorry. Flag of Nigeria.
You plan a trip. You plan every single trip. Your connecting flight, your papers, everything that you need.
No, I'm even playing the advocate. Even if they wanted it to go that way, and something, maybe there was a flight.
Okay, let's say that mistakes happen.
Cancellation
or something happened.
24 hours is enough time for you to do something for those carrying your flag. They are representing this country.
But why do we embarrass ourselves like this on the international scene? It's very embarrassing. Do you remember when, I think it was the Olympics or something, where some of our players were seen ironing their jerseys that they were going to use, and then the government started saying that, oh, they shouldn't have done that. Oh, we're going to sanction this person. If you gave them enough kits, if you kitted them very well, would we be having this conversation? Why are we always on the offensive or the defensive? I beg your pardon. Why are we always on the defensive? So you're always defending yourself. Why don't you just cover ground, do the right thing? Why must we be having this? It's so tiring. It's so tiring, federal government. It's so tiring, the Ministry of Sports. It's so silly for us to be having this kind of conversation. These people are there to represent Nigeria. They've done their bit. Can you not just do your own bit? Just do your own bit. Make sure that these women come back to Nigeria. Don't leave them there like they're slaves. Even slaves have some place to keep their head at night. This is just embarrassing. A spectacle.
They're not going out there. They didn't go out there as private citizens. They went for the country, Nigeria. And I think it should matter how they get home.
I don't even think that Rivers United would have this kind of treatment.
And this is embarrassing. Every second they are there, every single second, it tarnishes the image of the country. It is not good for us. It can never be good in that way. And we should do something about it. Let's stop being reactionary. Let us be proactive.
All the time.
Nigerians sleeping on the floor and on chairs is a no-no.
It's embarrassing. It's down, dirty. It's just low. It's just low for us. This is an all-time low. And I'm very, very sad.
And that was Sound Off. What's up, Lagos? It's 10:31 on the clock. It's time for us to get into it. If you already get your phones dusted, I hope you have a recharge on your phone. And get ready to be part of what we're doing, either by WhatsApp. Or you call us on the phone lines. Let me just give out the numbers.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. And if you're female, 01465-7190. And I will not say I believe you will not call, because you guys have been doing good so far. So let's get to it today. I need you to pay attention to this.
Yes. So here's the scenario. Your partner travels for a job interview in Abuja. Now he or she is robbed, and it is her or his ex's number that you have memorized that will come to help. For example, you know, you always have those numbers that you've memorized. And for emergency, if somebody was to say, call your mom or call your dad, you always have their numbers in your head. But then it's their ex's number they have in their head memorized, not yours. So they can't call you. Now, you can't reach them till morning. Then you are called with their ex's phone.
The next day.
Mm.
So in other words, your girlfriend or your boyfriend calls you with another person's phone the next day. You've been crazy looking for him or her. You went to Abuja. Have they kidnapped you? Has the customer assaulted? They didn't get it. You called the number. It's off.
Oh, switched off.
They've stolen the phone. You didn't know this. Then the next morning, when you have nearly lost all your cool, a phone call is, or if you're a girl, your guy, hi, good morning, please hold on for Marianne. Or you hear, hello, madam, please hold on for Stretch. What will you do?
Eh?
The next day, the very next day, that's when the explanation comes. That,
sorry. Kilowee?
Yeah.
Kilowee?
So I'm saying, so the next day, you are now about to hear what happened the previous day. That she was robbed and she could only remember one phone number. Who lives? The person lives in Abuja there, luckily. The ex came to rescue and she was so devastated, went to police and all, then slept. Then the morning used the phone and said, darling, you know, you can't imagine what happened to me yesterday. You can't imagine. I nearly died. If not for Tony.
Sorry, what Tony?
My ex, you know Tony now, the one I broke up with. Tony.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, Tony now. He came
the
to my...
Tony that lives in Abuja.
Yes, I couldn't remember anybody's number.
So you don't have my number registered
in your mind? I know
your
number,
mind.
I don't have it in my head. I was so traumatized.
So you called Tony. You chose to call Tony. No, convenient. Because you were in Abuja. And then you got robbed in Abuja.
I nearly died.
And then
died.
You called Tony in Abuja.
I nearly
you
died.
You couldn't have called anybody else. You called Tony.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Very convenient.
Okay. All right. That's the wicked boyfriend. Although she's talking...
0700-993-993-993. We would like to hear from you. If you were you and you were in that position, what would be your response and how would you handle it? How calm will you be? Would you be calm like me? And say, really?
Calm to death. Calm before the storm.
Would you be calm like me to say, really, Tony?
All right, please, when you call us, give us the password. We need to be ginger this morning. All right, morning to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
All right, 0700-973-993-993-993. Or call us on 01465-7190. All right?
Yeah.
In that situation, your partner left. Your partner went to another city. Your partner went to another town. And when they got there, they were robbed. Mm-hmm. The phone got lost. Mm-hmm. You couldn't reach him or her. You tried your best. You were nearly running, calling all everybody you knew in Abuja. And the morning you get a phone call. Thank God for Tony. Thank God for Mabel. Ah, Mabel came to rescue me. She took me home.
So you couldn't remember your parents' numbers. You couldn't remember your brother's numbers.
My parents would have been bothered.
But you remembered Tony. How convenient.
Are you worried about my life or what is this?
Oh, I'm worried about everything right now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What will you do? How will you handle it?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Come on.
Lagos, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Stretch to life.
Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
to you.
Morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Isaac.
Isaac, what will you do in that situation? What will you do?
Well, I want to know the level of the relationship. I mean,
you are married or you are betrothed to get married, but
or your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Or your boyfriend and girlfriend, whichever one.
No, if I'm married, it's different.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not going to think that along that line that you guys are thinking if I'm married.
Okay.
My wife was crying out loud, and she's in distress.
Yeah.
Well, Tony is the closest guy. What do I do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to think of it, but if it's not relationship, girlfriend, fiance.
Yeah.
My brother, anything can happen. Even if I get mad, I have to console myself. And if I still want the relationship, I'll continue.
Okay, so if...
But if it's marriage, I won't.
You will just block that...
You just give an evidence of self. Now, women don't do shit like that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for calling us.
So he's a decent guy. He's saying he will not do it. I wonder where that sound is coming from.
Yeah.
He's saying he will not do it. He's going to consider his wife because this is his wife, for crying out loud.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But anyway, we want to hear from you. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. How cool will you be? Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. And you can send us a WhatsApp message also. We'd like to hear from you on WhatsApp. You can send it to 080-959-75805. Just send a WhatsApp message. Please do not call us on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your name,
sir? Catch to life.
Yeah. So,
what's your name, sir?
I'm Peter, calling from Lagos.
All right, Peter, go ahead.
From FESAC.
All right, Peter, go ahead.
So, based on what we're saying, that must be a very wicked boyfriend.
Yeah.
How
must be
mean?
A very wicked boyfriend.
How?
So, if I happen to be in that situation, first, her security would be my utmost concern.
Okay.
Because what if they robbed her and killed her? What if she died in the process?
Okay.
What would have been the case? In fact, I will extend my greetings to Tony. I will even call Tony myself to thank him.
Okay, what if she wasn't robbed?
Pardon?
What if she wasn't robbed?
What if she wasn't robbed and that was all made up? You probably never know. Exactly. You probably never know.
Yeah. So you were just asking, what will you think? What will go through your mind? We're not saying she wasn't robbed. I'm saying, wouldn't you think that?
But why would you think the worst of a person that you say you love and you are in a relationship with and you trust?
But the scenario you see is what you analyze.
That's what I'm saying. So she's telling you or he's telling you that, babe, I got robbed and they took all my phones, my laptop, every single thing.
Yeah.
I could not, the only number I had in my head, I had to beg somebody that was passing by, please give me your phone. I need to call somebody. And it was just Angela's number that I remembered. And she came to my aid, funny enough. And that's how I was able to find a place to stay till
that's
this morning.
That's how you men. That's how you men. That's how you men behave. What do you mean, Angela? How do I know you were robbed? That's how you men behave.
Yeah. So you don't even care if I got killed.
Thank God you are alive and well.
Wow. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Life.
Yes, my name is Victor. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Victor. Go ahead now.
On the issue on ground, first of all, I don't do X. There's this policy I have. If I'm done with a particular relationship, I keep it as friends. I don't do X. Anything that is going to make anything come in between me and my present relationship, I don't do it.
Can we pause there?
So in that moment, if you were the one that got robbed and you couldn't think of any number, because you don't do X, you rather stay there?
You would sleep on the road.
I would prefer not to even tell you.
Okay.
I'll just tell you I got robbed and that's it.
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So, but if she is telling me that she got robbed and the only person that she could call to sleep over, first thing that comes to my mind is Lamba.
But wait, it's not everybody that sleeps over now.
You have to do more to convince me. That's just
like you show her broken arm or her broken neck.
All right, we have to go on a break. This will not be Lamba. But we shall be back. I'm just really what...
Is that first thing that comes to his mind?
It's Lamba.
Yeah.
It means you didn't even trust her to begin with. But we have to go on this break.
I beg you. Lamba.
Still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is where Lagos's best conversations happen. Well, we're talking about scenarios here, and today's scenario, we're saying your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner travels, and when they arrive where they're going to, they get robbed and they lose everything, including their cell phone, and the only number that they've memorized is the number of their ex, and that's the only person they could call for help. The person shows up. And of course, you don't hear from them that whole day. You're losing your mind. You're sick, you know, trying to wonder where they are. And then you say, you know what? Let's see what happens tomorrow. I'm calling everybody. And then the next morning, a voice that is not your partner's voice, you know, says hi.
Hi.
Stretch is on the phone. Stretch needs to speak to you. And then Stretch says, hey, baby, I know you've been trying to call me.
Thank you, Lord.
So they robbed me.
I'm with Marianne. Huh? Yes, I mean she saved me last night.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Marianne.
How would you react? We'll be back
overnight.
After the break. But then really, it took you 24 hours to call me.
Yeah, I was.
And it had to be your ex.
I was distressed. Information. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm not doing that long thing with you, Paul. Before I got to finish my own verse. We've got a scenario. So we got some messages here. I think I'll read one and we'll go to the phone lines. You need to react to this. I know many people are actually having their different reactions ready. You remember your ex's phone number, Abby? In time of trouble, no wahala now. Just go back to that your ex and continue from where you left off. I don't get time for nonsense. Muhyiddin, somebody that just came out of accident. They robbed this person and took their phone, their laptop, everything. And you are sending her back to the person. Muhyiddin, Rotolong.
Okay, before we go back to the messages, for those of you who want money today, your prayers have been answered. All you got to do is go hunt for it on our mobile app. Yes. So today's treasure hunt, one particular photo of Vice President Yemi Osinbajo is today's hunt. Okay, so if you are looking, just be looking for Mr. Vice President's face. If you find it, click on it. Details will fall in front of you, so there will be a form that will just, you know, drop down. Click on that form, fill it, and then submit. The fastest finger would have our 5,000 naira to
fastest
be.
So, ever.
Good luck, hunters. Go a hunting. Don't forget, you cannot win this money. You cannot play this game if you do not have Nigeria Info's mobile app. So go download it right now. It's that simple.
That should be the first place you go.
Quick,
to download
cool,
the, yeah.
cash. All right?
5K.
Okay, that's that.
Times.
All right. 5K, na better money right now.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's talk. Let's go back to the scenario and we're asking, what would you do in this case? It's her ex. It's his ex. He did not remember your number. She did not remember your number. It's their ex's number that they had memorized over the years. Can you blame them? And then they say, well, that's the only person that came to help me in Abuja. Thank goodness that he was even in Abuja. And so, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so I had to use his phone to call you this morning because we're still trying to investigate the matter. What will you do, Stretch?
Yeah, how will you handle the situation? All right. 0700-993-993-993. Let's get to the phone lines and find out.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Yeah, good morning.
What's
morning.
Your name, sir?
My name is Felix, coming from Mushin.
All right, Felix, all right. Go ahead. What will you do?
Yeah, you know, this issue is very clear. First of all, you know, I'm sent my sorry to her. What happened to her?
Okay.
Therefore, secondly, remember, you did not remember my phone number.
Yes.
Or your own parent number.
Yes.
Or my number.
Yes.
And you remember your ex.
Mm-hmm.
It means that the travel that is going, that Buddha that is going, that is where he's going before that thing happened to him, to her. So when that thing happens, her man was there directly to the ex-boyfriend's house. Because who knows? Ex-girlfriend I've had before, came to my house, just suddenly called me throughout that night. You know, we are all human beings. We are all human beings. It's totally wrong. I can't take that from her.
I think that's the verdict.
I can't take it at all because you are putting pains in my heart. You are trying to kill me slowly because whenever I saw you, maybe if you're in my house, maybe you're talking, I still remember that guy. Did this guy touch my girlfriend or not? Because that thing should be there. You're killing me a little,
What if she's just being honest? That's what came into her mind. And she was robbed, her laptop, her phone, she was beaten.
You know, you can be flustered when these things
the laptop
happen.
Laptop and phone, never forget about that one. So for her laptop, she had the laptop.
But then where is the boyfriend on this side?
The money, you buy another one.
Okay.
So, but why is the ex's own paying you like that?
It will pay me. Even assuming that it is her own family's house is better because your ex-boyfriend's house. And you are sitting in your ex-boyfriend. I'm not asking whose boyfriend, see your ex-boyfriend. Man, you are not, in fact.
You're killing me softly.
Killing me softly with
his tongue.
Killing me softly.
With your ass boyfriend.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Blaze. I'm calling from Agopa last week.
All right, Blaze, what will you do? How will you react?
Well, I only have one issue in this situation.
Okay.
And that issue is, she's trying to let me know that she couldn't remember my number last night. So how did she get the number to call me this morning?
Maybe she calmed down. She calmed down after sleeping, after relaxing, eating, taking her bath. You know, then she didn't.
God minister to her, right?
No. Hold on. Please. Maybe.
Okay.
Don't forget, this is her ex. Her ex probably has her parents' number.
Anything.
And so she got her parents to send your number to her so that she could call you.
But she didn't remember you.
Well, I just think we are doing maybes. let's be realistic.
Okay.
You know, if you can do all these things, your ex call, my parents, then get my number, you could have done it last night.
Last night. But she was scattered. She probably was beaten.
She was flustered. You know, she needed to pass the night in the hospital.
No. She's a very soft, she's a soft girl. She's very, you know.
Mm.
Well, it's all good. Personally, I don't think any person would take it lightly. even if you know that she's not she's beaten though, but at the end of the day, you will also, as a human being that you are, you also have some kind of feeling.
Suspicion and doubt. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Blaze, for calling. Interesting perspective that Blaze has put up.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. All right, what's your name, sir?
Good morning.
How are you guys doing, man?
We're cool.
We're good.
Cool like a bug in a rug.
Good, yeah. My name is Femi.
Go ahead.
This your
scenario.
Point this morning, when it happens, it can happen, and when it happens, we just have to face the reality and do it the way you can.
Okay. So what will you do?
So it depends on who is involved.
What will you do?
And there's no one guy, I'm not for victims. And once it happens like that, then the best thing you can do is just to think of way out. If that is the way, only way out, you have to just face it like that.
What will be your way out?
Esther, how will you solve the problem now? Because she's still with the ex, so, and in Abuja.
And you probably have to send her money to come back.
What I'm saying is this, is that in such a situation, there's no quick way about it now.
Okay.
The best thing you can do, if that's the only number you could remember, then go ahead and make call.
Okay.
If the hair comes from there, fine. If it doesn't come, isn't that better than nothing?
Yeah.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
thank
right.
you.
Yeah, totally.
I like that part, because you see, what if she called her ex and it was a toxic ex and he refused to take the call and say, hey, for cuckoo key you. But at least this ex came to her rescue and you still have a girlfriend or you still have a boyfriend.
Give her bed to sleep on, to take her bath, food to eat.
You know, even phone to call you.
Duvet to lie down, cozy.
Why are you going into all these details?
The way she slept now, who she sleeping? Duvet.
Yeah, I think that is an incident.
Let me read message, Jerry. What's up, Lagos? Mordi Chibuzo, overcomer from Ogun State. My condolences. But if na alert, you go remember my number, Abi. Your mama or papa, you no remember. I beg, may she continue her corner. This one has concluded. All right, I'm Chooks from Ikorodu. What's up, Lagos? Well, it depends. Like me, over 7 years, my wife did not know my number of head. I have 4 lines in Glow. I got last. Such act is suspicious. I will not take it from her if she is my wife. Been married for 7 years, you don't know my number. Who are you?
Well, you know, some people don't.
So maybe it's not her strength also, you say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. Oh.
All right, let's get to final. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Everybody, what's going on?
Line.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
I want the prophet.
Yes,
Lagos, the excellent.
Yes. The excellent.
Good morning, ma.
Of the middle bed.
Yeah. Good morning, ma. Good morning, ma.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just make a little comment about this, the falconer left behind.
No,
that's sound awful.
That's like hours ago. No.
Oh, yeah,
we're talking about this.
I want you to bring it to the platform again, because this is the third time this scenario is taking place. So when you bring it to the platform, please let me know.
Okay.
And regards to what that your topic now, it looks so funny and corny. Could it not be made up that she just decided to say she was wrong because she doesn't want people to know, or the boyfriend to know, or someone to tell the boyfriend that someone you say you are married, they saw her with her ex-boyfriend, so far and so place. You know, information and connection is easily available. So, and there is no evidence to prove that she was wrong or and all every accessory was taken from her.
There is evidence. Her laptop is missing.
Her phone is also gone.
Her phone is gone.
But if she's gone, the laptop is missing. What of her body? Was there any injury?
So she would throw away her laptop and phone to
and her body.
Maybe she must have hidden it now.
Hey!
Aibe. Ha.
Help you, help me.
Don't they carry go one on Sabi?
Hey, God.
But you know, there are times that people get robbed and they don't hit them because they quickly just submit everything that they're being asked for.
Yes. So she must be beaten.
Well, evidence. You have to show evidence.
Show me that you are dead.
Yes.
Prove that you are wounded.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
this one is inside bank.
You can't take it.
It's inside bank.
I have something for you, but it's not about what we are discussing today.
So why do you want to take us to where we don't know?
Okay, yesterday you talked about loan shark people.
Yes.
The counter, the person left behind is what I wanted to...
Okay, we will read out her Instagram and her...
Very quick, irene.ubani and Ubani Irene. So just go look for it on
Irene
Instagram.
Ubani.
Irene, I-R-E-N-E dot U-B-A-N-I. Just all go right. Look for her, all right? Thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, bros.
What's up, Lagos, guys?
It's fine, guys. Oh, yeah. What's your name, guys?
Yeah, Jolomi.
Jolomi, go ahead. What will you do in this situation? You seem to want to say something about this.
Yeah, at first I'll be confused because, you know, if anybody calls you and says they've just been robbed,
yeah.
I don't think the first thing you're thinking about is whether it's your boyfriend, ex, or whatever. But when I've calmed down and everything,
yeah.
I would have my suspicions about it.
Okay.
How can you tell me that the only number that came to your head at that point in time, the only number you could remember was your ex?
Yeah.
It does sound like the other guy said it's like Lambo.
Lamba.
It's easy to take.
Okay.
To give out, but it's not easy to take, and nobody.
But what if you guys just started dating, and she's been with her ex for longer? And
what
that's
if you
how...
just got married? What if you just started dating?
If you're correct. If you just started dating,
yes.
I don't think I'll be that
married
at that point.
Yeah,
you can't be that demanding. No, you would understand that. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That sometimes when you start dating somebody, and even 1 month into you dating the person, you still have some leeway for the person.
Even a year, even 2 years.
Yeah, and you will not get that back. Yeah. But I was looking at the scenario where you're already in a relationship. Maybe your husband, or you've been in a relationship for like almost a year or 7 months. Mm. And the person is now telling you something like that. It's difficult for anybody to take.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact that she could call me and tell with that number and say I was my ex, it shows that she's not even smart.
Uh-oh.
Because if she's very... Yeah,
but would you rather not that she tells you the truth than for you to find out later that the number or the person who came to her rescue was her ex and she kept it because she was trying to protect your ego? Which one do you want? Truth or white lies?
If she tells me the truth, my own and I end up saying I don't believe her or I believe her, it doesn't change the fact that truth she told me has caused an issue.
Yeah.
So sometimes you are being truthful, but it doesn't stop the fact that there's an issue already.
Someone is hurt.
Because
the
guy is going to say, why? Some people are so deep that they'll say, they'll be like, how come? How come this scenario came up in the first place?
Mm. And what happened all night?
Everybody around the whole world. At that point in time, your spirit only gave you the number of your ex. It's easy to say, honestly. But when it does happen...
Jolomi, you need to calm down.
Jolomi.
You have to be calming down. Jolomi, you have to be calming down. Because you see, the truth is sometimes these exes could have been married and there's nothing to it. He just helped. Like I said, there could have been a mean ex also who would have said, hey, they for cuckoo key you.
You, do they call me? Now
exactly.
Where they rob you, they call me.
Why they call me? Where is that your new boyfriend? You don't marry. But this person decided to take the high road and be a good Samaritan. Are we not thinking in that direction? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. From
Excuse me. Hold on.
Wait.
I don't want everybody coming to say, what's up, Lagos? No. If you don't give us what's up, Lagos, you cannot talk.
Oh, yeah? Ready?
Yeah, I don't have enough card. I just want to contribute a little.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We'll pity you.
Yes. I don't believe a normal man can take that from a woman. We have church, we have a police station that she can go to. Then she go that.
Okay. He said
truly, his card is...
All right.
How many of you would go to stretch sincerely if something happened to you? Would you go and sleep in a police station?
I'll go and report now.
Would you sleep at a police station?
I don't have to.
But that's what he's saying. That what happened to a church to sleep in a church? What, okay. But again, let's also not forget that we live in an era where everybody's suspicious. You go to a church and say, "Oh, I was robbed. I want to sleep there." Who opened the doors of the church to you?
Churches could open. Come on, not that bad. Yes, could. It's a possibility, a great possibility.
All right, though. Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome to Lagos.
Hey, wake up, Lagos.
Oh, yeah, what's your name, please?
My name is Ice.
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
Sorry.
Thank you. What's your name again?
Ice.
My name is Ice.
Okay, Ice is What's Up Lagos. Kilo Shale,
what's Lagos. Up, Lagos?
Hey! Is where with you and yours.
Ice, baby.
All right,
okay.
Ice, go ahead.
Okay, let me just quickly continue.
Go ahead.
As a traditional man, I don't even suspect because if you try anything, she would die.
You have to be calm.
Wait.
No.
Your girlfriend?
A traditional man from Edo State. If my wife try anything, even hold her hands, you know, so she go for it.
Okay, that's not how I remember. It's you that will die. If she does anything, it's you that will die.
No, I will suspect her. I don't suspect my wife.
Okay.
No matter what it is.
Wow.
That is how it is. But let me just contribute generally. When it comes to death and life, you have to give evidence of doubt.
Okay.
So that is all. Okay. Well, let her go with her this thing. Her first suspect, second one, you now know that, okay.
Something is wrong.
The first story and this story.
Okay, please, which part of Edo State are you from so that I advise my sisters? Tell me now.
Ice. How many times did I call you?
TV time.
What's up, Lagos?
Turn on the volume of radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hey.
All right. My name is Solomon.
Solomon.
Go ahead, Solomon.
Sincerely speaking, we don't even need to waste time on this issue.
Okay.
If such thing happened to a lady, all you could remember is your ex-boyfriend's number. It's very wrong. Does it mean for all the time we've been dating, all the time we've been married, for instance, if it's a married couple, you don't have my number.
She forgot.
Offhand. You don't have a number of my relative.
She's sorry.
You don't have a number of my friend.
She's sorry.
You don't have your pastor's number.
You don't have
any of your relative's number. It's obvious she has the ex in mind. And sincerely speaking, if it is me, I will not forgive her. Just like the last caller said, me, I'm from Kogi State.
Yes.
I think we share the same culture. We don't suspect our wife. But if she does anything, if you as a man know, if you know and you eat her food, you will be in for it. But if you don't know, she will be the one to face the consequences.
Hey.
And that has been guiding me. Even when I was single, when I wasn't married.
Yes.
From where I come from, we are not allowed to give a woman or your girlfriend or anybody money to spoil pregnancy. If you do that, you'll be in for it. So this thing has been guiding me all through my life.
But is there also a rule in your place that if the man cheats on the woman, he will be in for it? Or it's just the woman? The rules are they just apply to the woman.
It's very simple. It's just a woman.
Okay.
And why is it like
that? Okay. Don't dig yourself into a hole. The rules are for the women, and we accept it. That's fine.
He was about to explain.
He says it's just a woman.
He was about to finish.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
This is Tayo calling from Banana Island.
All right, Tayo, go ahead.
If I have to be the one, I'm not going to forgive the lady.
Okay.
Because in the first instance, if she needs money for her, money to buy clothes and other things, she remember my number. Now that she's in a tight and that she was robbed.
She has her phone at the time. They've taken her phone.
I'm not that she didn't go. She's not on the tour to meet my ex. To meet her ex, rather.
Hey, so you will suspect her and you will not forgive her?
Hello?
You will suspect her, you will not forgive her, even as she has been robbed.
I'm not so sure that is not where she's going to. Because on the first place, she needs help for that thing. She needs to buy some other things. She knows how to contact me.
In that scenario, she has her phone.
She had her phone.
Her phone was gone. She just had a number in her head.
So she must have her current number, because when she's always to her head, everything about her head is gone. She must have her present number. Her present boyfriend is not there to help. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll be there to even have some little assistance. Okay, where are you? What can I do? You'll be panicked.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
But I think that the conversation is now about women. It was about when we started, we painted a scenario between a man and a woman.
But
we
Marianne, sorry to cut you in.
It could be a guy, it could be a girl.
It's not their fault because the men are calling.
I understand.
Yeah, if the women call, they will tilt it to their side.
But so then the men can also say, if I found myself in this scenario, what would I have done?
But then it's very easy. Let the women
call. It's very easy to say, in my place.
Let the women call and say in their place too.
There's no such thing in their place.
So the line, we even dedicated one line to women. So there's a line for women.
There's nothing that they do in their place.
My point is, let them say it. That's what you think. Let them call and say it.
Is there something in your place that women...
I'm not a woman. Let them call and say
but
it.
But you're from a place
01465-7190. Women have a line to call. Call and express yourselves. Now you're saying it's tilting towards the men.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You're calling the female line, Oga. Why are you calling the female line?
No, I don't have the male one. That's why.
0700-993-993-993.
You can't call the female
line. That's the
Bugbeiro
line.
Yes, please.
When nobody's calling it, what would they do? Nobody's calling.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Call.
Keep quiet.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Stretch to life.
Yes.
Stop it too. All right. What's your name, sir?
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Concerning the topic this morning,
yeah.
If it was my girlfriend, remember it is a life we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it also depends on if you guys had any trust issues before, because in relationship, I believe that there should be trust.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We have to go on this break right now.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
All right, it's What's Up Lagos. Check your time. It's 11:32 on the clock. And we got like 28 minutes or less there for you to be on this. And the scenario painted properly. Your partner, we don't want to say married or husband, but any partner that you love, you care for, yeah, went to Abuja for something that you know is legitimate. Then got there, when she got there, or when he got there, boom, out of circular, you didn't hear anything anymore. Apparently, this person was robbed. Laptop, bag, money, everything taken. Phones taken away. Then the next, you were like, you've called, you've tried everything, called everybody, you know nothing. Then the next morning, you get a call from that person's ex saying, darling, this is the only number I could remember when I was robbed. What will you do in that situation? What will you do in that scenario? That's what we're asking. So let's find out what you will do and how you will react to that. 0700-993-993-993. The lines are buzzing crazy, but we have some messages to read. I'm Jukes from Ikorodu. What's up, Lagos? Well, it depends. Like me, over 7 years. Okay, this one, we read this earlier. Let me just read this one again. This says, what's up, Lagos? If it's me, I would forgive her, because if she actually wants to hide something from me, she could make up any other story to tell me.
Yeah.
But she didn't, meaning she's telling the truth. But after everything has passed and she has really calmed down, I would advise her to think about returning to her ex, because it's obvious her heart is still with him. MI from Victoria Island. MI, you're just mean.
You're not a nice somebody.
What's up, Lagos? First, how did she get my number finally to call me back with her ex's phone? Secondly, why didn't she call me immediately after meeting up with her ex? Did she have to wait till the next morning? It goes both ways. When you love somebody, they are always the first person at heart. When something is wrong, then something ain't right. I am in Kem. That's a woman saying that.
In Kem.
All right, stretch. Una one cause problem for men head to Daniel from Ajegun on that side, you see, Abby. Say one cause problem for men head.
Okay, well, the phone lines are buzzing like crazy. So let's go. The women are now calling to attack stretch. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Anybody planning to attack me, your line will not go through.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Ryan.
Yay! What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Whatever.
In your face.
What's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Yeah,
my name is Rita, calling from Badore.
All right, Rita, go ahead. What will you do?
Do you know what?
What?
There's a day, I mistakenly, I don't have anything to do with this, my ex.
Yeah.
I wanted to call my husband. I was dialing number, knowing that I know my husband number off, and let me just dial it.
Yeah.
And I was dialing my ex's number.
You see? You see? Without anything in my memory or what?
There's nothing in your mind though. You were just trying to call your husband.
Your mind is still dating.
It's another person's number I'm calling you.
Okay, your mind is.
And my husband's number.
Your mind is dating him, but you're not dating him.
My mind is not there.
Don't mind stretch. Why are you answering him?
Okay, your finger likes him. Your finger that calls. Your finger is in love with your ex.
That's when I'm living in a situation whereby I need help. It's the person's number that comes first to my head that I have. I will call for my rescue.
Exactly. Even if it's your ex, Abby.
Leave her alone. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Are you there? Oh, the lines are jamming on themselves.
I know. Everybody's calling at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Yes, we call.
Whatever.
My name is Amaka from Lekki.
Amaka disappoints me.
I don't disappoint. I'm disappointed stretch today.
No, but you are disappointed stretch today.
Amaka.
Yes.
Okay. The thing is that why do you have to remember your ex's number?
Why not?
Even if I'm going to play on the safe side, okay? What if it's true? It's better I accept you, then I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because something must come up. And trust women,
our instincts are always right.
You're wicked. Trust women, you're wicked.
My FBI, we just keep watching you.
I will find out later. But I'll play safe. Let me not confront you, and then it turned out that you were actually robbed. I will feel good about it. I will accept you or settle. Then I'll be watching you.
But that's something will come up if not lie.
Something must come up.
High five, dear.
Wicked people.
High five, baby. Let us take another call.
Take it.
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio, please, or walk away from it.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life, baby.
What's your name?
Stretch to life. What's up, Lagos?
Whatever.
Yes, on the topic, first of all, I want to tell the guy presenter that we are calling, we are just waiting. You know us. And the men have been calling. You know why they call? Because people say the one that carries knife doesn't like knife to come.
Go to the point.
Leave her alone. Is it your call? Is it your credit? Keep quiet there.
It's still their house that they will come and at the end will come and speak.
Yes.
So, if it happens to me, what I will do is I will accept. I will call the ex. I will accept and say thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
For releasing him back to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then God has already given me that number.
You
I'll
know?
Take the number.
Hey!
So you will not be using it.
Any other time he's going to Abuja and we are looking for him, I will just call her. Please, can you release? Can you?
What's your name?
My name is Chinwe. I'm calling from Bagada.
Thank you, Chinwe.
Hey,
Chinwe, baby. High five, dear. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! What's up?
All the women have come out.
Stretch to life. What's your name, darling?
My name is Grace from Ogun State.
Grace.
How are you?
Fred.
Whatever.
Yes.
You know the amount of times I have dialed this number.
Don't mind
it. Yeah, same women did not call.
Keep on dialing.
I've called like 30 times this morning like this.
Don't mind him. He doesn't even know anything.
How come men get to?
We're not calling.
Don't mind
him. Anyway, make your point.
To the topic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If we have been married.
Mm-hmm.
I will not even accept all that explanation that you are giving me. Because you ought to know my number because we are married.
Yes, yes, girl,
If I have been dating for long also, I will not accept it. Because, I mean, after all this month, you have not memorized my number. It's only if we just started dating. That's when I can agree that, oh, you don't know my number. Oh. And I say, oh, thank God you are safe. Oh. But you should have tried to reach me since yesterday night. And then I'll accept your excuse, but I'll still be watching you.
Hey! Monitoring spirit.
Yay! Big brother is watching. Grace, baby. Lovely day. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! They have come out.
You see?
Stretch. You have called the spirit of the ancestors. The women are here for you.
Let us speak them.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hey. A call for show.
What's your name, sir? Yeah.
This is the only Eze of Odogbolu.
Eze.
Eze, Dalo.
Igadi.
No get counterfeit on our original.
Eze Odogbolu, go straight.
Yes, when you land Odogbolu, I go surprise you.
Oh, yeah, now.
Hey, we are coming in our Lamborghini.
Go straight,
You see what happened, This is not the only number where she go, remember,
Yes.
I no go talk. I will just keep quiet, keep calm. I don't go argue much. I just say, the number where you take, will call me. Who gave the number?
Eze, can you walk away from your radio? We can hear you. We can hear feedback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please.
Go on, Eze.
I'm coming.
Eze.
All right, Eze, are you back?
Eze, sorry, we have to go and take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olu. Calling from Lekki.
Olu, where are you driving to?
I'm around Lekki.
All right,
Lekki then. Actually.
All right, Olu. Okay. Go ahead then.
Okay, I just want to make a quick contribution to the discussion. So,
yeah.
To me, I don't see anything to be worried about as a boyfriend or husband. Because if the lady actually, I don't know, let me put myself in that shoe. I, for example, I only know the number of my brother offhand.
Wow.
That's just the number I have in my head. So I don't have any other number. Even my wife's number, I don't have it.
Okay.
So, if, for example, something like that happened, I'll call my brother.
Okay.
So, it's possible to be in that situation. So, I won't judge, but I'd rather say that my wife, I trust her. If it were to be my wife, I won't bother.
Okay.
Because I know her.
Okay.
But someone else, I can't say about someone else, but my wife, I know I can trust her without, because I know her, and I know what she can do. I know how she relates to other people, in fact. And she knows me as well. So I don't think that will be a problem for me.
Nice one.
All right,
nice.
Olu.
Thank you.
Olu is the only guy who's saying, I've been in that situation. I only know my brother's number by heart. And so it's not like it's a weird thing or it's, you know, out of this world. But he's saying he can only believe his wife. So even if he's in this shoe or on this table, it's only his wife he can believe. He cannot believe any other person.
Didn't say that too.
He said, only my wife, because I know how she moves, how she relates with other people.
My wife.
My wife. So if he was another person, that's what she said. He said. So if he was a girlfriend.
You're putting words into his mouth.
Let's take a few more calls and then go back to read some messages because there are now many.
Yes,
hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Sorry, we lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Gay. Hey, don't go. It don't happen.
It's upload.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your
Stretch
name?
Stretch to life.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Emeka calling from Lekki Faith Morning.
Emeka, what's your blood group?
Well,
yeah, you want to answer?
You're about to answer, Emeka. face the topic, though. Don't let a woman distract you.
Okay. Anyway, as for the topic, she calls me up and tells me she was with her ex or slept over at 6 at night, probably because one thing or the other came up. And I just have to tell you the truth, too, because I'm human and there's no way, just like they said, Okafor's law. You know, because that one definitely will come ringing in my hair.
Always there.
So definitely, if you're actually even going to sleep in your ex's or pass a night in your ex's house, you should find a way to reach me before doing that.
Before going to bed.
You don't even call me to tell me that where he slept. It's better you lie to me that telling me that is where he slept, because it's going to haunt me for the rest of if not that year. I don't think I'm going to find it.
Before somebody talks to you, call
Emeka,
me.
Thank you. Emeka says, I'm going to always look at you sideways.
Yeah,
we got that, messages.
You that slept there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get the messages here. This one says, this is wickedness. This is inconsolability. This is betrayal. This is 419. In fact, this is defection of the highest order. If na me, I go kukuma package her load and we bill am go her send her a text message. Ngozi, your belongings are on their way to Abuja, so go and wait for it at Utako Motor Park. Bye bye. Afigogo from Balede. Afigogo, you don't have joy.
Afigogo, what is the house you are living in? Is also her house.
How can that happen? For me, I will send my native charm to pursue her to where she's coming from. Sodom Gomorrah. That's your name. Sodom Gomorrah. This one says, I pray not to be in this position. Oh, because I've been married for almost 5 years now. And honestly, I still make mistake calling out my husband's number. I remember my parents' number perfectly, so I may have to call them instead.
Yeah.
All right, good day. Any married person, be it male or female, that still has the ex's number is not really married and can never be committed or trusted. Felicia from Lagos. It is part of the, in this part of the country that we are in, women will quickly forgive you, even if she knows you are lying. But men, my fellow men, will just conclude and say, pack out and go. Are you ready for my Agbara? Are you ready? I beg to differ. All right. This one said, what's up, Lagos? If those happen, first I will thank God. Share. Okay. This after some hour, I will begin to. Okay. This is just not. All right. Let me go to another message. What's up, Lagos? I assume she is innocent, right? But it's called costly mistake. Our mind doesn't own us. We should own our mind. Who is everyone blaming now? There are some mistakes you should not do in life. So let me accept the blame. She is an unserious type. It's like calling the radio station with her radio out so loud. She should know how to turn off her radio before calling it. I won't accept it. Ina from Ikorodu. And finally, there, what's up, Lagos? Please, I need the loan shark advocate contact. The one that said, okay. I'll type it out for you. It is
just go on social media and type Irene Ubani.
Irene Ubani. That's her name. All right. Irene Ubani. All right. Check her out and you will see her. I'm sending it to you right now on the WhatsApp message you sent. All right. So use that for Instagram. All right. For Twitter, Irene Ubani. For Instagram, Irene.Ubani. A dot in between. All right. That will sort that out for you.
Okay. Well, we have a few more minutes to take your thoughts on this matter. We do not intend to drag this matter along, but you see, honestly, the men and women have made this now a battle of the sexes.
Honestly.
So we cannot just ask people simple questions.
Ordinary
you drag
question.
It. What's all this?
I'm saying before my village, the pishy will die.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what is up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up? Stretch it to life.
What's up, Ono?
And Mama, what's your name?
I will not tell it to you my name.
Okay,
you blanket woman.
Yes.
What's he supposed to like?
I accept. I want to he likes men. Okay, take Marianne now. You like women too?
I like it, woman.
I don't know, man.
Let you disturb it, Marianne, too much.
Obasaragi.
You have to leave it for me.
Obasaragi.
Please give us your thoughts. Please.
I like it. That is what I call it.
Okay.
I like it, Marianne. Please let her talk it to me.
She's talking to you now.
Hello, Marianne. How are you?
God, please.
I would like to take you back to UK. You are very, very...
That's Okanafun.
Okanafun local government.
Okanafun local government.
You leave it, Miriam, please. Leave it for me.
Okay. Church has leave it to me for you. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Hey! This is just what the plan we may have. Just what? To WhatsApp Lagos and drop the phone.
How many men can WhatsApp like this?
Many. Many.
How many?
Many.
How many is many?
Esquire.
Hello, good morning. WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Is calling from Lekki.
Moses Esquire.
You know the big truth there. Me, I like to break table.
Okay.
The whole world, majority, plenty, have problem of trust. You understand?
Yes.
And this sex before marriage is a big issue. If not, why will you be suspecting that, wait till make a sleeping boyfriend, a former or an ex-house, they don't do something? It's because of people does not understand the meaning of relationship. Relationship ends with bed these days. It's just bed thing. And that's why you can easily suspect that once a woman comes out from a guy's room, they've done something.
Is the
or once sleep over, something has happened. That is the problem. Trust. First of all, see, somebody I marry, I must trust, or somebody I really love, even the big I'm dating, I see them with guys. I do see all I need is confidence from you.
Peace of mind.
As far as you trust me, you show me that I'm the one, nobody else.
Simple.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, no,
all
one.
I'm happy is that you are safe. Even though it is your boyfriend that comes to drop you. It's not a big deal.
Thank you.
We only have trust issues.
You
and
see
we
how
don't
men...
believe or follow the word of God.
Yeah.
That we just call ourselves Christian, but we
just mouth it. Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much. What's a better way to, you know, put a cap on this?
Yeah, the ice.
Even though some people say no cap, but cap.
This is
cap
a cap
in it.
This is a cap on it.
This is a cap.
Nice one there. Lovely. Well, we wanted to talk about something else after, but that one took the stage and it really brought out a lot from the reactions. Different. And I heard some traditional things. Kogi and Edo. Nowhere for my sisters. Don't go there.
Thank God. We are not cuckoo. They look that side.
Look at us.
Okay. Well, guys, we want to say thank you for being a good sport today on the show. It's been an amazing time having these conversations with you from 10 a.m. till now.
Yes,
and we have to wrap things up right here.
We do have to go. Thank you so much. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. I say this, if you come closer, you smell the perfume. You can check me out on Twitter as Stretch Cool, on Instagram, Stretch Original.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. Everywhere else, Mary Ann Duke. Cocoon. Have a beautiful Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow
on
WhatsApp Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.